Okay, thank you, Christy, for the introduction. Good morning. Thank you, everyone, for being here. Today, I will talk a little bit about wheat root growth and phosphorus uptake affected by fertilizer source and rate. So just to give an overview of factors that can be driving crop yield in the field. So you can see that we have disease affecting crop yield, pests, wheat, the light, and when you look to the soil, we can see other factors that plants are competing for example, water and nutrients. So you can think that, like us, plants are competing for space and sources. So plants are in a competing environment. In this environment, when plants are competing between each other, there is interspecific competition. So a way that we soil scientists, soil fertility specialists, found to reduce these interspecific competitions is through fertilization. So in a way that we increase nutrient availability, we start to decrease competition for this source. So talking about phosphorus fertilization management. So this nutrient has a specific characteristic on the soil that's already known. One of them, for example, is PIF source is a mobile nutrient in the soil, right? Phosphorus, there is a specific behavior and reactions in the soil. And the third one that I will focus today is the phosphorus fertilization affect root growth. Okay, so about placement, so roots, plants have the tendency to induce, to increase root growth in the fertilizer area. So in this case, our phosphorus placement will affect the root architecture of the plants. In the second, we have source of phosphorus. Sometimes looks like similar, but when you look closer, we can see that we have different sources of phosphorus fertilizer and can contain different nutrients inside that can drive different reactions in the soil. These different reactions will be increasing or decreasing the phosphorus efficiency. The third one, rates. When we increase rates of phosphorus, there is this tendency in increase phosphorus availability in the soil as well. And in a way that we are increasing the availability, the plants will adjust root system as well according to phosphorus availability. What is the consequence of these changes in the soil? So one of them can be the water use efficiency, where plants with shallow root growth could be more dependent of rainfall events. In the other way, when you have deeper root length growth in the soil profile, these plants tends to be more efficient toward their use efficiency as well. The other aspect is the other nutrients uptake, when the root growth can affect other nutrients uptake. Okay, so what is the effect of pea management in the wheat root growth? So the objective of our research was assess the effect of phosphorus fertilizer source and rate on winter wheat's root system growth and pea uptake. So our study was carried out at greenhouse at K-State University in 2016-2017 winter season in a completely randomized design with four applications. So we studied three different sources. The first one is monoammonium phosphate. The second one is microessential, the commercial product microessential from Mosaic. And the third one was a blend treatment with MAP, zinc sulfate, and ammonium sulfate. These three searches were applied in three different rates, 34, 67, and 101 kilograms per hectare, and there was additional treatment control just to check. The soil that we used for this study, there was a soil pH around 7.1, soil test P around 17 milligrams per hectare. The way that we used it to calculate the fertilizer was based in the field conditions, so we use the distance between plants, so the spacing between plants, and the diameter of the column that we used. And then the fertilizer was calculated according with this area. We sowed 10 seeds per plot, and then after germinated we selected 8. And of course the map, we just had nitrogen and phosphorus, but the others, all nutrients were balanced. So the parameters that we assessed was shoot right away, root length, and P, sulfur, and zinc uptake. So let's go to results. We found that P sources and rates affected wheat root growth. If you look the sources, we can see that the sources map, there was an increase of 94% in the root length, and the source microessential SE showed 119% in the root growth in a way that we increase the phosphorus rates. If we look just in the highest rate, we can see that there was a reduction in the root length for the blend treatment compared with MAP. This reduction was around 48%. And we didn't see any difference in shoot dry away. But okay, let's come back again in the highest rate. Why should be this difference? Why we have a reduction in the root growth in the blend treatment? So a hypothesis is that we had a saline effect promoted by ammonium sulfate when we could verify like visually. Phosphorus uptake. So phosphorus source and rates also show significant different and shoot in phosphorus uptake. So you can see that as well as root as well has a, in a way that we increase it rates, we increase it phosphorus uptake as well. This is expected since that we start to increase the phosphorus availability in a way that increases rates. Also, we could see that there was a difference between sources, phosphorus sources, and P uptake. So, a hypothesis here, microessential and the blend treatment, one of the hypotheses, these two sources contain sulfate, and this sulfate can compete with the anion phosphate in the soil as well. So when you increase the availability with sulfate, we start to compete for specific sites of absorption. The other hypothesis is the pH around the granulum, that we have a huge difference between microessential and MAP. MAP has around 1.5, the pH around the granule is around 1.5, and the microessential is around 3-4. So this pH around granule can promote a better condition to be P uptake. Looking to the zinc uptake, we can see that sources, was expected this result. Sources which contained zinc showed higher zinc uptake. So, as a summary, The increase in P fertilizer rates promoted an increase in root length growth for MAP and zinc in microessential. There was no effect of P fertilizer sources and rates on plant shoot dry weight. The microessentials and the blend treatment showed greater P and Z uptake. And there was not effect of P sources and rates on zinc tissue content. So for future studies, this is just a start point study. So there is this necessity to apply these treatments in field conditions, different soil types, and submit these same treatments, since we have effect on root growth, simulate a drought stress under these treatments and see the effect under stress conditions. So I'd like to say thank you and questions.
We have plenty of time for questions if you have any.
Okay. What cultivar did you use?
Variety?
Variety.
Is Everest. It's a winter wheat variety.
I would consider, we've done a lot of work, there's significant varietal differences on how wheat varieties respond to phosphorus and utilize. It's very interesting.
Yes, we can have difference among varieties.
Look at aluminum tolerant versus non-aluminum tolerant.
Yeah. Can be one of them, but I'd like to highlight here today that any kind of change that we agronomists do in the soil, any kind of fertilizer or we will affect root system, because the plants tend to adjust the environment. They need to be efficient. Plants need to survive, need to reproduce. They are competing with neighbors. And then the plant will adjust it, herself, like, to be efficient. So if you promote an increase of nutrients or decrease or tillage, we will affect root growth. And these changes in the root growth will have like different consequences in the future. Maybe we can see. For example, in a drought stress. Yes?
Could these results translate to spring wheat if you did the same study with spring wheat instead of winter wheat?
Can you repeat the questions before you answer them?
If you have difference between winter wheat and spring wheat?
Root growth.
Root growth. Okay. That's a good question. It's another point that we should study to see, but I believe that there is not difference. The roots will respond in the same way. How I said, adjusts in the plant will happen in a way to be efficient. If we promote a higher rate, or we reduce the rate, or we change the availability of your source, the plant will be efficient, and then the plant will adjust root growth to be more efficient in uptake of this nutrient. So, yeah, we had a study with soybeans as well. It is published, and P source affect a lot, and P placement. So when you put phosphorus in deeper layers, there is the tendency the soybean grow increase in this fertilizer area. So, yes?
What was the solubility of your zinc source?
That's a good question. What is the availability of my zinc source? So I used zinc sulfate as a standard, but I don't know exactly.
ZnO4.
Oxo.
Probably you missed the one S.
Oh yeah, no. The problem is oxo. Zinc sulfur. Yeah, sorry.
Any more questions?
Yes.
How do you apply your sources to the soil, the part in the previous, the surface of the soil or the excess in the soil?
Okay, the question was how was applied the fertilizer in the treatments, right? So we tried to simulate the same conditions that is used in the field. So the fertilizer was incorporated in the row, applied in the row besides the seeds. It was not broadcast, was in the row, simulating how it happens in the field.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.